أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, today we will look at the last ayah that begins with يا أيها الذين آمنوا, and that's still in Surah Al-Tahrim, Surah number 66, Ayah 8. It's absolutely phenomenal. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا, turn to Allah with a sincere turning. And that's the normal translation of it. But basically, نَسُوحًا comes from نَسْح, which is, or نُسْح, which is sweet. So turn to Him with something that is sweet, which was sour before. In other words, something that turned the sour to sweet, something that is sincere, something that is absolutely from the heart, truly apologetic turning, no fakeness here at all. So what happens then? He says, if you turn like that from something you've done wrong, you made a U-turn, أَسَارَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيَّاتِكُمْ, maybe your master will remove from you all your evil. وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ, and he will make you enter gardens under which rivers flow. It's phenomenal. This is talking to people who have sinned. He's saying, if you turn back to me, this is what's going to happen. And when's this going to happen? يَوْمَ لَا تُجْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعْهُ, on the day when Allah will not put down or abase the Prophet and those who believe with him. Then what does he say? نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, you will see their light, their divine energy run before them and on their right hands. يَقُولُونَ, and they will continually be saying, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا, our master, make perfect for us our light. وَغَفِرْ لَنَا, and give us protection, cover for us. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, indeed you have power over everything. But let's look at the concept of tawbah, or turning. It is in essence evolving towards divinity. You know, Allah in the Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي. This is Surah number 84, Ayah 6. He says, O human being, you are striving to your master, to your Rabb, a striving until you meet him. In other words, you're engaging in a struggle. Your ultimate destination is your master, and you will meet the fruits of your struggle. The physical aspect of the human being is being loyal to its creator by aging and dying. And thus the term wafat, for death. Wafa means fulfillment of an obligation. It means loyalty. It means completion. All our life, in essence, is a series of habits, and most of the choices we make each day may feel like they're well thought out decisions, but they're in essence habits. Although each habit has its own significance over time, the way we pray, the meals we eat, the things we say, how often we exercise, the way we organize our daily routine has an enormous impact on our health, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual. It gets ingrained. See, Rumi tells a story of a man who planted a bramble bush on a public footpath. When it started growing, he was asked to uproot it. And he said, there's no hurry. It's not much of a hindrance. And he kept on offering that excuse year after year. It grew thicker and its roots grew stronger. The thorns grew sharper and more dangerous, while the man grew weaker and unable to remove it. So Rumi was trying to say that habits take roots rapidly. As one gets older, we become more helpless against them. Now, where am I getting to? You see, the human being is in essence revolutionary. We're dynamic. We're moving towards divinity, whether we like it or we don't. Proactiveness is essential to stop us from stagnating. And rebuilding the pattern of habits through tawbah, and this comes from the Arabic word awab, to return, is essential. So, how do we do this? Now, there's 7 steps. The first is reflection. It's to ask some very relevant question. Does my life make sense? Do the practices I'm engaged in give me a sense of purpose? Is my salah my mi'raj? Does my salah result in amilu salihat? Does it manifest itself into good deeds? Does the recitation of Quran and dua connect me to my Rabb? Am I making the most of my time? So the first thing is to think, to ponder. Am I turning back to him or not? So really what should define me is my relationship with divinity. That's the first step of tawbah. The Prophet used to ask Allah to increase his inquisitiveness, to make him see things as they were in reality and not as he perceived them. He used to say, Allahumma arani kullu shayin kama hiya. Show me things as they are. The second step is acknowledgement. Acknowledge that there is a need to turn to divinity, a need for tawbah. He says, Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin in Surah number 2, ayah 222. Allah loves those who do tawbah, who turn to him. Basically, it means those who constantly over and over and over again turn to Allah. The Prophet used to say that he did tawbah 70 times a day. It's because the soul wants to evolve, it wants to progress. Stagnation causes anxiety, it becomes unsettled, it wants to search for something. We have to acknowledge that we see things with our perception and not as they are. It's really important to acknowledge of a need to turn to divinity, to look beyond the restrictions that we place on ourselves. The third step is to converse with divinity. Talk to him in the language, in your own language, the language of love and truth. Maybe some practical steps are to pray salah on time, to remember him with dhikr again and again and again, making an effort to understand the du'as that we read rather than making ceremonial acts, to recite and ponder over his words of the Qur'an, to frequent centers or mosques, to establish friendship with those who travel the same path of tawbah. The fourth thing is an intention, a niyyah in essence. It's a determination to do something. I wish to turn towards him. The fifth is to devise a plan. The sixth is to be able to actualize that plan into action. And then the seventh is to continually review it. Am I evolving towards divinity? We will continue with this, inshallah, tomorrow, because we've just touched the first part of this ayah. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Allah with a sincere turning. So these seven things we've got to keep in mind. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who turn towards him. And let us pray to him to grant us companions to whom we can adhere to, who turn towards him. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.